When there is a power outage, it is not an aberration. It is the old normal world poking through into the aberration of tech depending on tech, depending on tech, depending on the wood, wind, water, and weather of the wild, wild world.
Welcome to Story Paths, the place to practice thinking in stories for life, business, art, and all of these woven together. Why stories? Because they can connect us with the wider than human world. I'm Theodore Lowry, your host. I've traveled with stories in many ways over the years, in fiction, nonfiction, business, myth, and ceremony. And I help others work with stories too. This podcast and the accompanying workshops are story weaving labs where we try stories on for size, trim them down, sew them together, and weave entirely new ones. This is the place to practice storying. I host weekly one-hour gatherings to play with the prompts from these episodes. You're welcome to join. See the description for details. Now, in we go. What is it to be cut off from ancestral stories? For gaps to appear between generations, between children and adolescents, adolescents and adults, adults and elders. What is it when these age ranges become stratified? When the movement, when the deep connection between these age ranges becomes sparse. Still, we have our genetics, what we inherit genetically from our parents and from our grandparents, and going back, branching out, each generation with two parents. And each of them with two parents branching back and back, still we have those genetics within us. And we inherit, of course, language and customs and talents and traumas. But what is it when the stories get interrupted? The stories about grandparents. When we don't sit with our parents and hear about our extended family. When we don't receive cultural stories from our kin, but instead are immersed in stories created to capture our attention and entertain us, created by people we may never meet. This is an exceptional situation, an exception to the norm of age ranges mixing with each other in everyday life, from the start of the day to the end, of hearing about those who've departed, grandparents, granduncles, aunts, great-grandparents, from being nested amongst the bodies of kindred relations, and stories being passed amongst us from mouth to ear to heart, to hands, to mouth, to ear, to heart, to feet, to song, to ear, to belly, to breath, to song, to ear. Stories being continued, stories being adapted, stories weaving the past into the present and passing the present down through ears and hearts and hands and feet into the future. such a delicate, fragile form of information, of knowledge. And yet, it is the most enduring form we have. Still, we have stories that are tens of thousands of years old, still with us today, after plagues and floods, invasions. And what stories will we tell when the screens go dim, when the vast cooled data banks grow silent, when the pages and books rot or burn, or people forget how to decipher the ink codes found there? What will we pass on? What will we speak to each other about these times? What words of warning might we pass on to warn our kindred descendants of toxic zones that we created for a few decades of power? Toxic zones which will need warnings for thousands of years to come. What stories might we tell so that people to come after may tend those sites? Tend them so the consequences are not as grave as they might be. Tend them when the 50 or 100 year mechanisms set up now break down. Tend the leaks. Contain the radiation. What stories might we pass on to help those who come after? Tend and perhaps begin to remedy the great rifts and damages that they will inherit. What lore might we pass on to them that would be useful for what they will surely face? What lore will we pass on?
And here we are, resting in a warm cabin at the end of this episode. Now, from what you've just heard, maybe you'd like to spend a moment and reflect on what's buzzing within you. The prompts at the end are possibilities. You might respond by journaling or by discussing them with a friend or colleague or with yourself. May they be fruitful for you. Would you like support in crafting a story? I can help. Your story may be fiction or nonfiction, or you may want to hone the stories of your business to be shared in person, in recordings, in writing, in workshops, or in another way. If you would like some help in this, do reach out through the link below for a free conversation. On the website, you'll also find video courses to help you tell your stories, as well as eclectic comics. I host weekly story play shops for premium subscribers on StoryPaths at Substack. So those are a few possibilities on the menu before you, and I hope we can connect in some way. Until next time, happy creating.